The Democratic governor of the U.S. state of California has defeated an attempt to remove him from office in a recall election. The Republican-led push to hold the vote was fueled by anger over Gavin Newsom's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. It's only the fourth election of its kind in U.S. history. Well, Rob Reynolds joins us live now from Beverly Hills. Rob, so Californians have now rejected efforts to remove Governor Gavin Newsom. Talk us through the results so far, Rob.
Well, the results so far, Darren, indicate a very sweeping victory for Gavin Newsom, with many of the counties and jurisdictions around the state heavily voting no on recall. So he has already given a speech, a short speech, thanking the voters, saying he is humbled, also calling out what he called the spirit of Trumpism that remains throughout the society in the United States, and saying that he was determined to continue to work to bring Californians together and to try to defeat what he criticized about the former President Trump and his main opponent in this recall election, the conservative talk show host Larry Elder. So this was really kind of a surprise, Darren. We were girding up for a long night of vote counting, but when the returns started pouring in, it just was like a series of dominoes. One news organization after another called the race in favor of Newsom, that he had fended off the recall quite handily. And the Associated Press, which is kind of the gold standard of calling elections, just a few minutes ago, also concurred that Newsom will serve out the remainder of his term in office. However, there may still be some lawsuits and some disagreement, because Republicans, including Larry Elder, the prime candidate opposing Newsom, and ex-President Trump, had all said, in essence, that if Newsom won, something must have gone wrong. There must have been cheating. There must have been some kind of skullduggery or shenanigans, as Elder put it, at the polls. But the scope and size of this victory seemed to put that particular claim to bed tonight. So Gavin Newsom, again, who was one of the governors who was very quick to impose lockdowns, sweeping lockdowns, mandates for government employees in the state of California to wear masks, to get vaccinated, a very careful approach to schools returning. All of that seems to have paid off, seems to have resonated with voters who were unwilling to sacrifice gains that the state of California has already made in the fight against COVID, not willing to take a chance on a conservative Republican who might have gone along a far different path.
Darren? All right, Rob Reynolds, live for us there in Beverly Hills. Rob, thank you for that. Let's bring in Dan Morane. He's an author and journalist, and he's covered Californian politics for 40 years. He's written extensively about the state's recall elections. He joins us via Zoom from Davis in California. Dan, good to have you with us. Look, this isn't the first attempt made to unseat Governor Gavin Newsom, and all indications are now this one has failed as well.
Yeah, this is not even close. It really is not much of a surprise. California, as you know, is its economy is, if it were its own nation, would be the fifth largest in the world. It's a state of 40 million people. It's an incredibly diverse state, but it's a heavily Democratic state. And Gavin Newsom is a Democrat. He's a liberal. And the people who are running against him really gave no reason for Democrats, for more liberal voters to vote against Gavin Newsom. He ran a smart campaign, and the results are going to show it. He's going to win by double digits. He might win by 23 points.
Yeah, so let's just stay with the campaign for a second, Dan. I mean, Newsom rolled out a $70 million war chest. He called on the party big guns like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Barack Obama. How important was this in re-energizing the Democratic base there?
Well, of course it helped. I mean, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden all came out to stump for Governor Newsom, and that certainly helped him. It certainly energized the Democratic base. But you know what? The Republicans did a great job of energizing the Democratic base. They were selling something that Californians, the vast majority of Californians, simply would not buy.
Dan, in terms of the broader political picture, is this vote being seen perhaps as a referendum on President Biden's administration and the overall performance of the Democrats, especially over things like the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, maybe, you know, but Joe Biden carried California by 5 million votes in November. He received 11 million votes. Donald Trump received 6 million votes in California. So it wasn't even close. In terms of a referendum on President Biden, President Biden and Gavin Newsom are on the same team. So certainly if Gavin Newsom had lost, and I really have always found that sort of inconceivable, if Gavin Newsom had lost, of course, that would have damaged Joe Biden. But it just, it never was going to happen. Republicans, you know, it's pretty easy to get a recall on the ballot in California if you have enough money. If you spend a couple million dollars, you can get pretty much anything on the ballot. And that's what happened.
Dan, just a final thought to you. Looking ahead, what does this vote mean then for the all-important congressional midterms next year and throwing forward again to the 2024 presidential race?
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly strengthens Governor Newsom. He's up for re-election in 2022. I can't imagine he's going to have a serious challenger unless he makes some terrible blunder. The midterms in California, there are maybe 7 seats out of 52 that are in play, and it's going to be a tough race. You know, the Republicans still are likely to take back control of the House of Representatives in 2022. I think it's going to be harder to win back the Senate. 2024 is a long ways away, and who knows what pandemic, what horrible thing may befall us between now and then. Very hard to know.
Dan Morane, really good to get your thoughts. Thank you very much indeed for talking to Al Jazeera. Thank you, Dan.
Well, thank you.